The third policy review of Suriname has indeed offered us a good opportunity to deepen our understanding of recent developments in and challenges to its trade, economic, and investment policies. The more than 130 advanced written questions submitted by 13 members and the 18 delegations that took the floor during the first day underline the importance attached by members to Suriname's trade and investment policies and practices. The statements, questions, and replies voiced in the course of this review have highlighted the fact that Suriname is a generally open economy with strong historical and economic links to many parts of the world that is rich in natural resources and for which trade is essential for development. I would like to thank Suriname's delegation, led by Honorable Minister of Trade, Industry and Tourism, Stephen Tsang, for its active participation in this exercise, as well as in giving us that short video inviting us to enjoy the natural beauty of Suriname. I would like to thank our discussant, Peter Berno, Ambassador of the Slovak Republic, for his insightful remarks, and all the delegations that took the floor for their valuable contributions to this review. Members took note of Suriname's difficult and highly volatile economic environment since 2013, coupled with a relatively low level of diversification, which had led to a decline of per capita GDP in US dollar terms. At the same time, members noted that more and meaningful reforms could help Suriname develop and diversify by improving conditions for trade and investment. In this respect, it was noted that while some constraints and challenges, such as poor infrastructure, are shared with countries at a similar stage of development, others are related to outdated national laws and public administration shortcomings that could be improved. Against this background, well, members welcome the government's objective, as outlined in its development plans, to improve the business climate, advance the investment framework, and diversify the economy. Indeed, many members agreed that an improvement of the business environment was key for diversification of Suriname's economy and an increased participation in international markets. With a view to promote foreign investment, members encourage Suriname to facilitate the registration of new businesses, minimize discretionary decision-making, and make approval processes more transparent and predictable. Members commended Suriname on the recent implementation of the electronic single window, hoping that this measure would contribute to significantly reduce clearance times and enhance transparency in import procedures. They also welcomed Suriname's accession to the World Customs Organization in November of 2018. On tariffs, members noted that for nearly 600 tariff lines, applied rates continued to exceed bound rates and encouraged Suriname to successfully conclude renegotiations under Article 28 in the near future. Some members also found that there was scope for Suriname to reduce its applied tariffs. At the same time, members expressed concerns that approval and implementation of crucial legislation on issues such as customs procedures, investment, trade facilitation, the VAT, mining, competition, and intellectual property had been pending, sometimes for more than 10 years. As some of these draft laws had already been in the process of being prepared at the time of its last trade policy review in 2013, as well as in 2004, its first trade policy review, members urge Suriname to address this backlog in adopting trade-related legislation. In this context, members also encourage Suriname, as we heard today, to ratify the trade facilitation agreement and to fulfill its notification obligations in the WTO. On WTO participation, various members welcomed Suriname's plans to consider establishing a permanent mission here in Geneva. Some other issues were also raised by members. They included the ratification of already concluded preferential trade agreements, the role of the investment agency Investsur, the risk management system for imports, plans to introduce legislation on contingency measures, the privatization of state-owned enterprises, participation of women in the economy, sanitary and phytosanitary measures on imports, government procurement procedures, the management and preservation of forest resources, support for MISMIS, and the submission of Category B and C commitments under the Trade Facilitation Agreement, for which we heard a most recent update of compliance just this September 4 from the Minister. The above are some of the key issues that had emerged in our discussion. Once again, I thank Minister Tsang, the discussant, and members for contributing to a very informative and interesting trade policy review. I also wish to express my appreciation to the delegation of Suriname for its oral and written responses during the meeting, and recognize that with no mission in Geneva, the TPR exercise must have been particularly challenging, and I hope that the Suriname delegation will take into account and further reflect on the important issues and on the many constructive comments and suggestions that it has received during this review. Suriname has provided answers to most written questions raised by members, and I look forward to receiving the answers to any outstanding questions within 1 month, at which point the review will be successfully concluded. May I extend my own personal congratulations to the delegation of Suriname for a successful CPR, and do look forward to the 11:15 reception of Suriname.
Thank you, Chair.
This will end our meeting today, and I look forward to seeing all delegations at our next meeting next week, 18th of September, where we will commence the trade policy review of Costa Rica. A good morning to all. The meeting is adjourned.